Blog Talk Radio.
Let me see it. Make every minute worth it, baby. This for Arsha, baby. I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
It's 5 in the morning. Kush is rolling. What she making, taking next?
Yeah. Is the lie that other girl can't compete with mine? You do it so good, you fuck my mind. You pull it out, then you open by. You make me want to tap out every time. Your pretty lips seem to so inspired. I think that she a winner. She could be a keeper, cause she's such a good girl. Been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Yeah, you make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
And welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Imaj Alday. I have my co-host on the line, Medusa, Ron, and Andre Ziegler. What's up, you good, beautiful, black-ass people?
What is going
on,
people?
Hey, everybody. Happy Friday.
Hey, girlfriend.
Hey, boyfriend.
So, it's Friday, and we are here on The Code. We are here to bring you laughter and joy and all that good shit after a long-ass week at the workplace and whatnot. So that's what we're here to do. We drink. Because we say inappropriate-ass things, because that's the shit we do on a Friday night, and we are your inappropriate-ass friends. We may sometimes not be your cup of tea, but to somebody, that's what we are. We're here to see. So, yeah. Y'all can tell that I am in a good mood.
Yes, we can.
Yeah. I haven't drunk anything yet.
Sound,
I'm washing my hair.
You sound like sunshine and rainbows right now. Damn.
That's
okay.
The
time
rainbow
when she has performed like 4 or 5 songs while she washed my hair.
Also, I was washing my hair, and while I was washing my hair, I was listening to the radio, well, my phone, and I have sung every song that has came on because that's what I like to do when I wash my hair and while I'm rolling my hair. And I think I did really good tonight because I started washing my hair about 9:30. I have now washed and rolled my hair in an hour. I think that's good. And
yo,
Dre. Blend up a little drink.
Yep.
Hey, imagine if she changed washing my hair to playing with myself. How funny this conversation is.
This is a little black nigga here. So, before we get to the fuckery and the fuck shit, we actually got a topic tonight. It's called, "It's How Far Is Too Far?" And y'all probably were like, what do you mean about what, how far is too far? Like, how far have you ever traveled for sex? Have you ever done it? You know, stuff like that. So that's what we're talking about tonight. So grab a friend, grab a drink, and let's get to this shit. Hey. I'm going to mute y'all for a second because I got to turn the blender on.
Uh-oh, she muting us. She turned the blender on. That means she making something tasty.
Oh, yes, and fresh fruit. And fresh fruit with it. Yep, boom. Not no frozen fruit, fresh fruit.
I hear get that.
Ready.
So what is it? You talking about fresh fruit? We want to know, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, is it a strawberry daiquiri with some Bacardi? You know? You know, quick little strawberry daiquiri.
I hear that.
And my daiquiris be the bomb. Dre, can you vouch for me a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny. Guess who taught me how to make daiquiris?
Who?
My mom. My mom did.
I'm not going to say
nothing
wrong.
And these strawberries are freaking huge. I'm about to take a picture of this strawberry. This strawberry is humongous. Oh, my God.
She got a GMO daiquiri.
I can't. You stupid.
Say what? Say my mom. I'll turn the light on. Go
she says you got a GMO daiquiri. I am.
Big ass strawberry.
This strawberry is huge. You hear what I say, y'all?
This nigga drinking steroids.
Why is my flash not turning on? Get your life together, Flash. Okay, I'll send it to y'all. I ain't gonna send it to nobody else. But
yeah.
But yeah, y'all can start talking about the topic of whatnot. And stuff.
She, wait, traveling? How far is traveling? Like, how far do you consider, like?
Nigga, did you got your car gone over an hour? What?
An hour?
More than, I mean, at least an hour.
I mean, see, being from New York, sometimes you hop on a train and it take you an hour to get somewhere. But that's different than being, you know what I'm saying, down here now where I'm at and driving for an hour. That's a big difference in distance. I ain't never drove an hour. Mm-mm. I'm sorry.
Damn.
That make me a bad person or something?
No, I thought you were gonna say you didn't travel somewhere.
Nah, I didn't travel with pussy. I done took pussy somewhere out the country. I done did that, but I ain't never traveled before.
I know somebody
stupid.
I know somebody on this phone that hasn't traveled, but they had it put to and a nigga step and he can't leave. Tell your story, Medea.
Well, Dre, you need to come.
Shut
you
the
go
fuck
phone
up,
break.
Dre.
I can't hear you. Don't sit outside, because I can't hear you.
That's because he being Lucifer. Mm-hmm. That's why his phone breaking up.
What?
The devil.
I dropped one of my strawberries.
I thought it was me. I ain't gonna front. I was like, damn.
I didn't hear
you
what
he said. What?
What did he say?
He's trying to clown. He's trying to clown me. You already know what
he
said.
He was coming for you?
He was talking about you. Oh, he was talking about you. I thought he was talking about me.
Yeah, he was coming.
Oh,
no,
girl. That's why I said I didn't hear what he said.
He was coming for me. That's all right.
Oh, he was coming for me. He was coming for me. He was coming for me. He was coming for travel. He was saying, oh, that's what he said.
Okay.
Wait. No, I mean, did he lie? Why did he lie? Was there a lie detected?
I mean,
you about to steal every piece of this since you didn't want to come to work last week. You about to steal every piece of this.
Whatever. Whatever. I told you what happened.
I have traveled 4 hours here in North Carolina before.
I have traveled frequent flyer miles far. Is that a distance?
This nigga said frequent flyer miles.
You got flew out, but let's see. I drove to DC.
Did you say she got flewed out? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I drove to.
Okay, I'm muting myself. Okay, so y'all continue on. I
gotta
turn my
window on. Yes, I had a date night, and she was on. She was like, "When you come to DC, I want to spend time." And I was like, "I was just playing." I was like, "You know what? Yeah, I'm on the way." She was like, "All right, I'm waiting." And I was like, "Are you serious?" She was like, "Yeah." Wind up getting up for 3 days.
All right, I hear that. And Medusa, yourself?
4 hours. Yeah, I drove from Indy to Chicago.
Now,
Is that a four-hour drive,
or was it a six-hour drive that you made 4 hours?
No, it was a four-hour drive, and actually, I probably got there in three and a half, maybe three. Yeah.
I hear that. I don't know. I mean, there's been times that, you know, you go away, you're your peoples or whatever, like for the weekend. Miami, Virginia Beach, wherever you may go, and you meet someone while you're there. But how often do those things really last where you then start going back and forth and seeing each other? I ain't never been in one of those kind of relationships. What about y'all?
I have, because I dated this chick down in Wilmington, North Carolina. That's a 4 hour drive. And I met her when I went to visit my homeboy, and we met at the club, whatever, just like you said, and we was kicking it for a minute, and then, you know, so I would go down there every 2 weeks, and then he got serious. Shit, I wound up going down there motherfucker like every other week, and then I wound up cutting a 4 hour drive to like 2 hours. That's how fast I was.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah, because
so you cut the drive time in half? Is that the one where you said you packed like one pair of clothes? Like, He had like one pair of clothes. You had to go buy some clothes.
Yeah, I had to go buy some clothes. So it did. Cause see, the thing was,
this nigga said, "I'm on my way."
Man, I was fresh out of a breakup, right? And I had, you know what I'm saying? I was in a bad car wreck, and so
and
I had just got the little. Yeah, and then, you know what I'm saying? Not only the rebound shit. Like, I was in a bad car wreck, and I just got my check from the car wreck and shit. You know what I'm saying? So when I went to Wilmington, I was having a ball, and then when I met her, and she was so fucking fine, and she was dope as shit. And then she was calling or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And then she said one night she called me, it was like 11 o'clock, man. And she was like, "Yo, I'm funny as shit. I want to see you right now. Come down here, spend the weekend with me, blah, 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 blah." And I called my mom and my sister. I said, "Hey, I'm about to go to Wilmington, man. I see y'all in a little bit." And they thought I was lying. And my dumb ass rushed out. Only thing I fucking had that I carried with me was a deodorant, a toothbrush. I ain't got no other clothes whatsoever. Fucking ever. Y'all, my plan was. And see, this what happened. My plan was.
Didn't you stay for like 2 weeks, though, Dre?
Yeah.
Didn't you end up staying for like 2 weeks? It was supposed to be like you were supposed to go there for the weekend and you stayed for 2 weeks.
This is what I had planned on. I was going in there for one night. I was going in there for that Friday and I was going back that Saturday, right? We started kicking it or whatever, and I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to buy an outfit and I'm just going to stay Saturday. So when I was ready to come back Sunday, my mom called me and she was like, yo, it's snowing back down this way real bad, blah, 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 don't come. I was like, okay, so we went and I got some more clothes. And saying, I know shit, about a week went by and shit, and I done damn came home with all these bags and shit. And my mom was like, what the fuck happened? I said, I went down there, I ain't had no clothes. I just went down there, and my plan was to go down there and go straight back, and it went all wrong.
He went down there with a book bag and came back with a suitcase.
Exactly.
He went down there with a summer wardrobe and came back with a winter one.
Because when I left here, it was warm.
I'm done. I ain't even listening to them no more.
I'm not, Ron.
So I bought the Ron, you remember when the Air Forces came out, the clear ones where you could see through the whole shoe?
All right, yeah.
Yeah, I bought two pairs of them down there.
All right. I'm done with you. I'm done. You went down there with a pair of drawers, a toothbrush, and another pair of shorts. And came back. No,
and
Don't forget the deodorant. Dre is crazy.
That's funny. He out of control.
Oh, see, it ain't that.
All right. So, anyway, you back, E?
Yep, I'm here. I had to finish making my drink. Dre, is it good? Is your drink good? Okay, just want to make sure. But, yeah. So, what did I say? I've been frequent flyer mile type traveling around the world to get some things.
Yeah.
I haven't been up and down the East Coast.
You stupid. She's up and down the East Coast.
And a little piece of the Midwest. But inside of North Carolina, I'll drive an hour and a half. I'll do that. I'll definitely do that.
I mean, I could see doing it. Don't get it twisted. I just haven't been in that situation. Mind you, I'm new to this rural stuff. I'm a city boy, so for us to go an hour.
You don't understand that.
Driving,
you got to drive.
Driving an hour? Like, you know, man, listen, you know how far that is?
I get out 60 miles. Oh, damn near 70. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you figure hour, 10 minutes. Now you talking about 100 miles away. Like, how good is this, man?
Oh, all right.
Awesome.
Shit must be magical if you're going to travel like that.
She said it's awesome.
Get out of your bed in the middle of the night type shit.
Oh, yeah, that's that.
Oh, I'm done with you.
Glasses, Lord. I'm trying to find my glasses, y'all, and I can't find them. They're somewhere. They got to be in the bathroom.
It's awesome. All right. So,
So we
did the traveling. So how about this? In dollars wise, what's the most lavish gift you ever gave someone that was getting the goods.
Lavish
my,
gift. That every
lavish
my, gift giving someone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I done threw a couple of thousand easy. But
I ain't never went over 200.
Ain't nobody even worth over $200 in my parents.
Stupid.
Shit, I left my that's my cap. That was my cap. But you know,
I've supported my honey bun hobby. And it's a pricey hobby. I mean, I ain't done thousands, but, you know, I'll say, hey, if you want me to pay an invoice or something, I'll pay that invoice for the hobby.
Gotcha.
Now, in the situation I'm in now, like, I would, you know, my cap would go higher, definitely. You know, so I'm going to have a chance to, you know, do that really soon, so.
Well, guess what,
got some things in mind.
I have spent a fucking fortune, and I ain't doing shit no fucking more. Hey, I'm just real talk. I got fucking played so goddamn bad. I caught charge behind this shit.
Oh, Lord, here we go with the charges again. He about to get angry. Watch out, he about to get really angry. You remember last time he got angry?
It's over with now, but the way that funky bitch did, oh my god.
Oh Lord, there you go.
Oh Lord,
he's going in. Funky bitch.
You said you only spent $200. Okay. She wanted this fucking damn, this fucking Forex jacket when it came out. Them bitches was like $500. I bought this shit for her and a fucking, I put a stereo system in her car. That was like 3 G's for the stereo system. I put it in her damn car. That bitch didn't give me anything but a fucking damn, it was a shirt, right? The Outcast it came out with. It was the Wendy symbol and the shit was like, I think it was like this fake onion shit that they had. She got me that shit. And a damn cupcake for my goddamn birthday. I wanted all that shit. Man, I started to knock all that bullshit over. I gave the fucking cupcake to her damn son.
Oh, that was so cute.
And then she thought she was going to fall in with the shit after we broke up. Hell no. She forgot I had a key to her car. I could yank all that shit out the damn car.
This nigga said. Backseats.
Cause ain't nothing worse, man. You know what I'm saying? You going all out, you spending all this heavy ass money and shit, and then she walking that motherfucker with a damn $5 damn cupcake and probably like a damn $20, $30 T-shirt. Bitch, you crazy?
Yeah, that's well, I mean,
it's a fight that counts.
Yeah, I thought about wrapping my goddamn hand around her damn throat, choking the shit out of her ass.
You know what? You always talking about choking that girl. Did you ever choke her out?
Yeah, I wanted to run, man. I swear to God. When she called me that day trying to get some sympathy from me, talking about some damn, she got diagnosed with diabetes. And I told her, I asked her straight up. I was like, where you at right now? I told her he came to the damn face with a fucking cake. That's how mad I was at her ass.
Y'all see he did not answer my question,
right?
Y'all see he did not answer my question.
Mm, mm, mm.
No, I asked that young man if he ever choked that girl out, and he just glossed over it.
I know. I wanted to die, man. If I had choked her during sex, I probably wouldn't never let go. I probably would have killed her, goddamn man. So now, man, you all food up, you got to spend more than fucking $200.
Didn't I just say that?
I said that. I have to be. Just because you said it, don't mean you're gonna do it. You can say, well, yes, I am.
I am.
We ain't talking about 205.
No, no. He takes care of me. I'm gonna take care of him. He's worth it. He's worth it all.
Gonna go in the store so. Talk about. You know what? The last person I bought some $200 on there. You know what? I'm gonna spend $200.05 on this nigga. Show him my gonna put that little
lies. But y'all yeah, all lies. Go
on there and show him big love.
He get
y'all
a nickel.
Y'all know my man take care of me, so I can't say nothing. And then the other day, I had sent him something through Cash App. And he was like, what you send me this for? I was like, because you bought X, Y, and Z, and I wanted to give you your money back. He was like, oh, okay, thanks. I was like, what? I couldn't just do it because today is Wednesday, and I felt like doing this shit. I had to have a reason. Because he's like, really? You're going to just send me this and not say why? But, yeah. That guy's funny. I don't ever, I'm not going to tell y'all the amount that he has sent me through my Cash App.
But you know what, though?
You.
I could kind of see, I mean, I don't know the space y'all in or nothing like that. But I could see how a man could look at that and be like, so what the fuck are you trying to say about giving me that amount? Like, that specific amount. You know what I mean? Like, you start thinking
mm-hmm.
back. Like, what the fuck are you trying to say? You know what I'm saying? So I can see why, you know what I'm saying, he would question it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because he was like, what are you doing? I was like, remember I told you I would give you the money back for, we had took some pictures, and they, you know, they were like, he had his card, but I didn't have my card, and I wanted the pictures. So I was like, let me give you the money back. And he bought me like a $40 bottle of tequila that it was mine, it wasn't his. So, yeah, let me give you your money back. He said, oh, okay. And actually, I didn't give the exact amount. I gave over the amount. So...
Nigga,
so, yeah, he didn't. Yeah, I was like, okay. Yeah, I gave like, it should have been only like $120, and I did like $150. Like, okay, here. Yeah.
I remember this one time, it was my birthday. And I mean, I started to go by myself, spend my birthday by myself. I should go from New York down to Atlantic City. But I was like, you know what? Why don't you come with me? So I talked to this young lady. We went down there. And I should have never brought that bitch down there with
me. Oh, Lord.
And, you know, you go with the intention of, all right, I'm going to go down there and spend X amount. But when I go down there with her, it's going to be X plus whatever. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not going to go down there. They had the outlets. I'm not going to go out and buy me some. And, all right, here, you can get some.
Not,
you know
not,
what
not,
I mean?
Not.
Yeah, you can't just be like, yeah, well, fend for yourself, bitch. You ain't got no money, bye. But anyway, that being said, we go down there. We have some eat. We go to places. I go to the casino. I said, here, take a couple of dollars. She took $1. She lost it. No problem, whatever. It wasn't a lot. But then she want to sit next to me and make me start fucking losing. So I'm like, oh, you know what? You cash out, go back up to the room, go back to the room. And it was the worst investment that I ever put into a woman. Ever in my life. So when Dre say I never do it again. I'm not going to go as far as to say I never do it again because, you know, women are worth a few dollars. Do this, you do that,
I mean,
whatever.
I do it again, but it got to be the right person, man. Like, the one I'm with now, I do it again with her. But other than that, fuck no. Not the one I was with. Hell no.
I hear that.
But I have for instance, for Christmas, when I was dating, and she asked what I want for Christmas, I told her, I said, I don't care. I said, just give me, you know what I'm saying, because I ain't picky or whatever. I'm just like, yo, just give me what you can, you know what I'm saying, I don't care what
you
want to outfit. No, I mean, I'm not picky when it comes, like, you know what I'm saying, I ain't going to sit there and try to say, yo, I want this. I'm just like, you know what I'm saying, like, when it comes to you, I just tell you what I want because you're going to tell me what you want for God. Yes, friend. That's how we do. But anyway, she was like, she told me what she wanted. And so she wanted the Rachel Ray shit and the Pop and Fantasy shit. Yes, she was hot. So I got her that, you know what I'm saying, and I got her some heels and shit, right? So I wasn't expecting what I got. Yeah, I wasn't expecting what I got. She got me. She noticed that every time I would see the PlayStation joint, I wanted it, but I was always getting something for her. Or I was there, you know what I'm saying, had to have a bill or whatever. Man, she got me the damn PlayStation and like four games. It made my fucking day.
How fun.
Way to a man's heart through a PlayStation.
Yeah, that and food, because I really, the pots and pans, that was a gift for me, too.
I was saying, don't forget his
off.
Stomach.
Because she can cook ass off, I ain't no front. Them damn pots, that was this stainless shit, too. And Rachel
okay.
Ray, that's an old expensive bitch, boy. That's a white woman, boy. I swear to God.
I ain't gonna lie, I just went and bought some pots and pans. Them shit can be expensive. They definitely
yeah,
can.
Yeah, we can. Christy Teigen got some, I heard. That's nice. They're expensive, too.
Who?
Christy Teigen got some that's nice, they said, but they're super expensive, too.
Shit.
But they're supposed to be really nice.
Paula didn't shit, but Paula hadn't slipped up and said nigga yet. I wish she'd slipped up and said nigga. I would have got her that shit, because Paula didn't was just as hot.
Yeah, she so sure is.
Yeah, when she picked up and said nigga, all that shit went down.
Wow. You getting me some Pioneer Woman. I mean, I'm definitely gonna ask for Christmas next year, for this year, with some Pioneer Woman cooking stuff.
This year for Christmas?
Yeah. Because, see, the thing is this. He buys his stuff without me asking. Because he knows what I like. And this past Christmas, he bought me a Keurig. And my sister-in-law was like, you know he loves you if he buys you a Keurig. And I was like, really? But anyway, I wonder if he really loves me. He buy me some pots and pans.
Okay. Let me ask this then. How early in a relationship is too early for like a nice side gift? Like Christmas come up, if you celebrate Christmas, let's just use that. You've been with them maybe 2 months. What's the most you spend on them?
I don't know. I mean, we really didn't.
I mean, let's put a price on it.
That's what I'm about to say. We can't really put a price on it, but I'm like this. If we still in that person, maybe probably about 100. If you really feel in that person. But if you ain't still in that person, I wouldn't gonna afford them to probably about $56.
you can't gauge on me because, you know, I've known my boyfriend for 7 years. So almost eight. So you can't really gauge me. We got a caller. So, caller, I'm going to open your phone line just a second after I put my scroll phone. Area code 571. Please be prepared and ready to discuss and have your question. Welcome to the code.
to get shot. Caller, you're on the air. I guess so. So, keep going, moving forward. So, I don't know. I know he spends a lot on me for Christmas, and I spent an amount on him. And this doesn't even include the family gift, because he bought my family gift,
right,
and I bought his family gift. And so, and I don't know.
You see, the things like that right there is what gets me, because you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know what to get them, the family or whatever, so I don't know.
I'm just saying. After 2 months, you don't even really know their family like that. We ain't getting any family no gifts.
But that's why I said that's why you can't engage it because of me.
Yeah, her mom and all of them are gonna have to wait the next year.
At 2 months, you can gauge it. You can very easily gauge it. I don't even
know. You can't gauge it through me because, like I said, I know my boyfriend from 7 to 8 years at this point.
I've known him longer than two months.
I know what you're saying, Ron, but like, you don't want to, you saying like 2 months, y'all only been dating 2 months. You don't want to go wilding out with the gift and then all of a sudden you get a shitty gift. But then, what if you give her a shitty gift and then she wilds the fuck out and gets you something extravagant? You know what I'm saying? And then you be like, God damn, why is that I got to damn come up with another
gift? Yeah, true. But I ain't even looking at it like that. I'm just saying, I don't even know if I'm going to be with you. How much of an investment am I really going to put into you? You know what I mean? I mean, and also, you just met this person. You ain't supposed to bump your head like to an extent that you would do for somebody who you've been with for 7 years. You know what I mean? So, I mean, when you first get involved with somebody, even if you have it, you ain't supposed to go out and get them a $5,000 upgrade for their, you know what I'm saying, their roof done. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. But after a few years, okay, yeah, maybe, you know, baby, let me get your roof done for you. But, you feel what I'm saying?
I get it. I get what you're saying.
I understand.
But it's just not for me to answer.
Or maybe I'm just a cheap bastard.
You're stupid.
Oh, Lord.
But no, yeah, it's the fact that you're cheap. Because, you know what I'm saying, you can find some real dope shit, you know what I'm saying, from Five Below. God damn it.
You're stupid.
You know what I'm saying? TJ Maxx. You ain't got to go to all these other spots. You know what I'm saying?
Just
like
TJ Maxx.
Hey.
I think it's the
effort and the thought that's behind it. Because sometimes it don't take all that extra. You know what I mean? Like, it's great, but sometimes it just doesn't take. It's the thought why you did it. You know, the fact that you took the time to consider, you know, doing something for me, and you didn't really have to do that. So it's just like, okay.
And don't let me,
that's all
don't
good.
Let me give you, don't let me give you my gift if you turn your nose up. I smack them up, fuck out their hands so that damn fast.
Yeah, and that's how you gotta, and I see where Ron's little, what Ron's position on it, where it kind of comes into play, because you have to know your, you have to know that person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like,
and
you got to know
then,
that they are, that it doesn't take much. You know what I'm saying? You got to know that they're one of those people who like the simple things. You know what I mean? So you don't have the pressure to be thinking, oh, my God, I got to get this and I got to get that. If you know that that person is the type where you can just give them, you know what I'm saying, a little trinket and they good. You know what I mean? Because they're thinking about the fact that you took the time. I didn't really
best
know
friend. You could be like best friend and say fuck it, kick cards for everybody.
Say what?
I do that.
Best friend is a gift card in the
I
first I've seen in my life.
Yeah, I do too.
So,
I don't like
so this is the reason why I do gift cards, okay? This is the reason why. Because
it's not like I'm giving you a gift card that's some Deepa or something. I usually pick your favorite place. Like for my nephew, it's hard to buy for a grown boy. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. He's 16. He's still growing like a weed. He's taller than me. He's almost six something. I can't buy you nothing. I can get you. He's gluten intolerant like me. So I'll get him a gift card to his favorite eatery and a GameStop. Because that's what teenage boys like, food and video games.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
My brother is a Target shopper. Hey, I know my brother will go in Target. And my brother could spend all day in Target for whatever reason that my brother likes.
Oh my God, I love Target. Target is the best place ever.
So I get him a Target gift card. I know my family well enough to know they can appreciate that because they can go get what they want. I like gift cards too, but I will give a gift card. I sure will. Mhm.
Me
and
too.
It just makes like a good old spa set for Christmas. I will get you spa. What? My boyfriend's mama loves
you know
spas.
What?
I got for Christmas.
You can't go wrong with. I feel like you can't go wrong with gift cards. Gift cards are just like fucking. You remember? You know, it's just like people giving you. You remember when you was younger, like how your for your birthday, you know what I'm saying? Your you know the little what you call them? The
Get together.
I don't know.
What you call them? They don't really have them too much anymore. Savings bonds. Like did anybody ever get a savings bond when they was like a kid?
Nigga,
you old. Too young.
No,
nigga, you old.
That's why I know what you're talking about.
Shut the hell up. But it's like
you got a saving bond. First of all,
I was little. I was young. I remember getting it, but I remember getting it.
You would have walked up in the damn house with a damn saving bond. You don't come up in here with some Transformers and some He-Man dolls.
Man,
my pawpaw would give us stuff like that. But then my grandma, she would be the one who went and bought my expensive ass Barbie dolls that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, you know, it's like that kind of stuff. Like, it's the stuff that has little value, you know. So I feel like you just can't go wrong, you know, when you just do a gift card. And I'm like one of those people that it takes me, like, if I know a person likes a lot of things, I'll go back and forth with myself and make it a bigger deal than what it needs to be. So I just be like, fuck it. I'm just going to get a gift card and be done with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it takes the pressure off to try to, you know, get what this person, you know, what that person likes. You know what I mean? Like, you might think something is cute and somebody else may not think it is. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't got time for all that extra shit. So I just get a gift card. Like, I don't even, unless there's something specific for my kids at this point that they really, really want. Like, if they keep talking about it, if it's something like that, then I'll get it. But for the most part, I get them money or give them a gift card. You know, like, get them a Visa gift card and load it up with some cash, you know, or something like that. And, because I'm like, you can go get whatever the hell you want to get, you know, because then if you want to spend your money on something stupid, then that's on you. I gave you your gift, the gift of money on a card, and hopefully you just get something nice.
I give you the gift of money on your card. That's funny.
So silly. You know, It's funny because I actually like shopping. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like looking for something that particular person would like, something specific for them as opposed to a generic gift. I mean, I get the gift card thing and I like them. And in a pinch, you know what I'm saying, they come in very handy. But I like to actually get people personalized gifts. I'm that kind of person, you know what I'm saying?
I can feel that because I for my birthday, and I wasn't expecting. She made a party for me like an Easter basket, but it was a basket. And that motherfucker was with all kinds of alcohol. Like, I had big bottles. I had a bottle of Fireball, a bottle of Patron, a bottle of Ciroc, Corona. I had, like, it was one Corona in there, then it was, like, Hennessy. I had Pinnacle. And then not only did she have the big bottles, but she had the little bitty shot bottles, too.
That's
and you
nice.
Talking about somebody, that shit was dope as fuck. Huh?
I'm saying, we're friends like that, right?
No, it was his girlfriend that gave him that at the time.
Oh, his girlfriend?
Yeah. I went over there to drink some of the liquor. I did.
She sure did. Because I had so much liquor, man. This shit lasted me. So my birthday is September. I think I finally finished drinking all this shit like in January.
Damn. Through the holidays.
Damn, you had a whole stockpile of liquor. Damn.
I just went over there to drink some of it. I don't even remember what. Didn't we go to a concert for your birthday one year?
Yeah, we went to, best friend took me to, it was,
That ain't new.
No, it didn't. When today came in the wintertime. Because for your birthday, I remember I took you out and I got you something. And then I remember for Christmas, I got you that damn, that Pampers blanket and that hoodie and shit.
Yep. Yep. I mean, that's definitely gifts that I have actually put thought into. There are some. Gift cards is usually my last minute shopping because I'll be honest with y'all, I hate shopping during the holidays.
Oh my
god, I don't like people. That's what I noticed. I don't really like people that much. I don't like you folks. Mm-hmm. I don't like you.
I agree.
And so I will last minute a Christmas gift the quickness. I was like, it's the Friday before Christmas. Let me go and put some stuff together. The only person, like, I'll buy for kids, like, my niece, I'll buy her, like, some stuff, because she can't even buy, she can't do nothing with no gift card, she's three. So I'll go get her something, I'll get the kid, my nephew and my daughter something, but they're still getting gift cards somewhere in there, and the adults getting gift cards. It's like, I'm not doing all this, I'm going to one store, I'm getting everything. I'm going to Target. Get this baby a toy that's going to make a whole bunch of noise. I can go to her mom and daddy house.
See, that's the shit I used to do for my niece and nephew. Like, I would damn take, I'd get them the most noisiest shit ever. And then I would damn send them home so they could play with the shit. Like, for my niece's birthday, she wanted, I had told her she could go have anything she wanted, right? All she wanted to do was go to the candy store in the mall. Man, I got her so much damn candy, my sister called me the next day and cussed me out. Shayla was so jacked up on damn chocolate and damn
candy. Yeah, you know what? Y'all some mean bastards, all right? All that noisy toy shit, all that giving them all that sugar shit, that shit is mean to fucking parents, man. Don't do that to us. That's not nice. We don't deserve that. You know what I'm saying? We don't deserve to be hanging shit and banging motherfuckers banging shit in the other room.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
When I took her home, she was so jacked up on chocolate, man. It was pitiful.
I got one. Whatever. Every time I go to Mexico,
coloring books and shit. You know what I'm saying? Fucking puzzles.
Okay.
No.
So my
nobody get that shit no more.
No. So my niece is three, and she loves Play-Doh, and she loves puzzles.
So now, that's why I definitely get her. I get her. She has multiple puzzles. She's like some. She has some big puzzles that got like 50 to 60 pieces, and they're huge, and she likes doing that. But when I went to Mexico, I bought her back some maracas because she likes to play the piano, too. So I brought her back some maracas. My sister-in-law said, What did you buy them for her? I said, because I bought my daughter some when she was little. So my daughter has maracas too. So every child, if I go to Mexico and you still a child, no teenager, you get in maracas.
I hear that. And she likes magnets. My niece is weird.
Every time we come to your house, she bringing them fucking maracas with her.
Nope. You leave it at home. That's your toy at home.
No. Every time we come over to your house, you bring
it. Nothing that makes noise but the TV.
Wherever we meet at, if we go to dinner together, we be going out to dinner as a family, you bring
them
shit.
Motherfucking maracas.
Shake them shit.
Maraca in all the way around. Every time we do it.
Holiday in the house, we bring the maracas, nigga.
She got puzzles at Nana's house. She got puzzles and Barbie at Nana's house. But them maracas, they stay at your house.
Nah, man. Yeah. Ain't playing the game. I hear that
like,
thing is mean, man.
That's so funny. She'll be like, Auntie, let's play. And she'll go and she'll jump on her trampoline and she'll start singing. And she'll be like, play the maracas. Because I'm the fun one. I'm the one who plays with it. Like every time, Auntie, you want to do a puzzle? Auntie, you want to play paper? I'm down there on the floor playing with.
No, but I like that. Huh? I like, you know what I'm saying? Nice mind stimulating, quiet games. You know what I'm saying? That is beautiful. You know what I'm saying? I love those.
Yeah, I remember when fucking Tickle Me Elmo came out. Yeah, I remember when Tickle Me Elmo came out.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Somebody bought my child a Tickle Me motherfucking Elmo. I don't know who it was. And I wanted to kill Elmo. That motherfucker. Elmo's funny.
Elmo, never done that
again. Oh, my God. Hey,
Elmo ain't
never
done nothing to you.
You know how I like Elmo, but I was sick of fucking hearing Elmo. Whatever he.
Oh my god! And when
Chanel was little, somebody got her the fucking Teletubbies. And remember the Teletubbies?
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers, yeah, the Teletubbies.
The chick I was supposed to be married to and shit. She pissed me off one night, you know what I'm saying? Her son was dying for this fucking drum set. Think I didn't buy it for him.
Mm.
And he was beating the hell out of Trey, told them damn things up. And it wasn't even his birthday, it wasn't Christmas or that. He just wanted them so bad. I got them for him, and she told me, she said, I cannot stand you. And shit, he wakes up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Beating on them fucking drums, I was like, dude.
I know when my daughter was young, she used to love Tickle Me Elmo. So every goddamn Tickle Me Elmo that came out, she had. And
okay.
I mean, and it does get annoying. I'm not gonna lie to you. But
yes,
more than it getting annoying is. It gets annoying at the worst goddamn times. So, every a few times, you know what I'm saying, Tickle Me Elmo done started arguing at 3 in the morning. Because you coming in the house, at 2:58, and your baby done left Elmo on the hallway floor, and you walk in. You step on that motherfucker and start laughing and shit. Everybody in the house wakes up 3 a.m. What the fuck you doing in the hallway?
Have you ever been fucking? And when did the motherfucker come on?
I would die. That's just like having sex to take me to the
We was getting it in.
Oh my god.
And somehow the damn thing was on the couch because we was on the couch. And somehow that motherfucker started to laugh and shit. Man, you talking about somebody bugging the fuck out, yo. I wanted to swing that little bastard. It just scared the fuck out of me.
You stupid, that scared the shit out
of you. Yeah, that motherfucker fucked me up, man. Just started laughing out of the goddamn blue and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
It was laughing at you.
What else?
That's not nice.
It was laughing at you. How'd he know to start laughing? He just started laughing out the blue. Ain't nobody tickled elbow. Ain't nobody pressed his belly. Ain't nobody pressed Elmo's belly. Ain't nobody pressed Elmo's hand. No, nothing. Elmo just sitting around laughing and shit.
He's in his hand.
Ain't nobody pressed Elmo.
Yes, I remember that one.
Possessive. Ain't nobody touched him. Ain't nobody touched him.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, they're laughing at you, and you be like, what's he laughing at? He laughing at you.
What's he laughing at? We're going to me, fuck you, Elmo.
Which one?
That's crazy. Yeah, but Tickle Me Elmo definitely can be annoying at the very worst times, you know. But, I mean, that's one of them shits where they came out with a Tickle Me Elmo this and a Tickle Me Elmo that. I swear to God, my daughter had to have at least a dozen to 15 different fucking Elmos and shit. Little ones, big ones, you know what I'm saying, skinny ones. Ones with outfits, ones without outfits. You know what I'm saying? Ones that fucking and roller skates.
Remember the one that knew that teach me how to dress Elmo? The one that had like all the, like it taught kids how to button up their shirt and tie their shoes and it's
right.
Oh my fucking god. Ugh.
But I mean, listen, it is what it is. It definitely got a lot of money on my office.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
My daughter, she had one, but then she only had one. Everything else she had was a leapfrog.
Having a leapfrog?
Yeah.
Man, that shit's expensive as hell.
See, but something
you
like that I can deal with, because even though that make a little bit of noise, but that's enough noise so that, you know. I know you're doing something, but it ain't annoying. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I hear that going on. All right, I know exactly what they're doing. Okay, I'm listening in on it. All right. But it's not one of those. It's not like they got the drums. Oh, my God. One of my dudes, his son got drums. And his son can't play drums. His son ain't even nice. Not even a little bit.
Yeah, that's bad.
Oh man, I think he's tone deaf or some shit. I don't know what the fuck he is. He thinks. I don't know what the fuck it is, but no. Oh man.
Well, you know, when Prentice started playing drums when he was two. He totally can play, but he's just never had a lesson. He plays by ear. That's how he learned. And so I call myself trying to like support his talent, right? Nurture his talent. And I bought him a fucking drum set, a miniature drum set. Worst mistake of my life.
because it wasn't that he couldn't play, right? It wasn't that he couldn't play. It was just that shit. Can you imagine being woke up at 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning by like the church drums, like the doom 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 doom, like the shouting drums? Can you imagine that shit at 6 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday?
And my nephew plays the drum. That baby got a kiss.
The church and my child and I. When I'm gonna tell y'all, I'm not even gonna lie. I feel bad about this. He don't know it to this day, but I did the unthinkable. I was so I was so stressed out about these fucking drums, and I felt like it was the stupidest mistake that I had ever made in my life. And so this nigga, y'all, he busted the drum head, and I told him. Now, mind you, they were a regular drum set. It was like the big drum set, but it was just a miniature version. So you know the drum heads are replaceable, and it don't cost a lot to replace the head. So I thought he busted his snare. He busted his snare and his bass drum head, right? Now, mind you, all you got to do is get the part and put it back. I told my child that they was tore up and he couldn't use them no more. And I threw them away. And I was so mad at myself because I was like, these motherfucking drums cost me drums. Shut the fuck up, Ron. I'm like, this drum set cost me $150. I call myself trying to be, you know, nurturing his talent, but the shit got on my nerves to the point where I was just like, fuck it. I'm just going to let this money go down the drain. So one day he went to school and he came home and the trash didn't run fast, you know, before he got home that day. So he came home and he seen him sitting out by the dumpster and he had a stick. And he was crying. And I was like, I lied. So I was like, well, you broke them, and I can't fix them. So they got to go in the trash. They no good no more. But tell me why my neighbor's boyfriend played the drum. My neighbor's boyfriend played the drum. He played the drum, so he seen the drum sitting out there by the trash. And he picked up, he took him in the house. And we get him fixed. And Prentice seen him face him in the house. And he was like, Mama, why is he? And I said, he's just picking up trash. That's, you know, he going to try to sell them, you know, for trash. But, it's, you know, I made up some shit, but I feel like the worst. I feel like the most awful parent ever.
I don't give a fuck what you aspire to be. That shit is annoying.
Man, when I say that nigga used to be 6 o'clock in the morning, and all you hear is
your kids, no matter what.
The noise. Yeah, you know what?
When I'm playing my flute and my piano,
I understand, but you know what? My mama did
what?
But I didn't have the patience anymore. I could not. Do you understand what I'm saying? When I woke up listening to church music, like, it was church. Like, this nigga played the cut of Southern Baptist hymnal.
He's trying to wake you up the right way. He in that praising Jesus.
Girl, it wasn't that much praising Jesus in the world. Because all I heard was bing, bing. He can play, and that's the thing. I was like, Lord have mercy. And the boy, and the thing is that he's good, you know. I would never tell him, you know, I probably could tell him now. He probably wouldn't even care. But I felt so bad. I felt like the worst parent ever because it drove me crazy. And I had a patience for it. And I was young. I was like in my 20s. I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, oh, hell no. But yeah, made him. I know it was bad. I felt bad because I played the flute too. My mother had to endure me, you know, going the whole, you know, I started with the piccolo
And then I had to, you know, the first I had the recorder, then I had the piccolo, then I had the flute.
Mm-hmm. Mama Sherry had
my
to
mama had
listen
you know,
to that. That piccolo and that flute. But you can't listen to some praise music for saying it to one.
Girl, no,
you
I could
you
not.
You can't hit the road.
It was to the point, no, it was so bad that I used to have, this is how bad it was. I used to hide his sticks. Like, I would hide the sticks, and the nigga would beat on the drum so hard that he would break the fucking drumsticks. Like, literally. Like, it was too much.
You used to hide the
drumsticks. I used to hide his motherfucking drumsticks. I assure you, I used to hide them motherfuckers. And he got so bad that it would get to the point where he just said, fuck it, if he couldn't find, if I was like, I don't know where they at, and he didn't know where they was at, he would just go and get, like, you know how when you buy shoes and they have those little sticks in them? He would go and get them out of the shoebox and start using them to play. It was an obsession. I couldn't do it. It was my life. Like, y'all don't understand. I think that it traumatized me because it was just so much cymbals and motherfucking bass drums and snare drums and cymbals and cymbals and oh my god, but yeah, I was a bad parent for that, but it's okay. He still can play. He's still great. You know what I mean? I'm very proud of him. He's never had a lesson, and he still plays. And this is 17 years later. But from 2 to 5, I was fucking was, man.
Oh shit, that's what's up. I ain't mad. Yeah, I'm in a little bit.
Terrible.
No, I was a bad mom. I was a 20-some-year-old bad
mom. I was a bad mom.
I was. I felt really bad. I felt really, really bad. But at the same time, it's like, that shit got on my nerves, y'all. Like, it's trauma. Like, can you imagine being asleep? Just imagine being asleep and you hear the motherfucking cymbals crashing. Like, just think about, and you don't know what, and not to mention, let's just say it's a situation where you didn't been doing some shit you had no business doing the night before. So you wake up and you feel like you being judged. You're like, okay, is Jesus watching me right now? Like, what just happened? Like, why is, you know, and they would play, and then the crazy part about it is when he would start doing that, my Chanel would start, she had a tambourine. So they would be up in there having shouting.
That was the praise and worship team. They had the praise and worship team.
Girl, they was having church, and I would be like, oh, my God. She would have on her church shoes, and all you hear is her church. All you would hear is her church shoes stomping across the floor with her tambourine going, and you hear him playing. And you would just be like, okay, really? This is what we doing? If you don't go take your motherfucking ass and go back to sleep, it's 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
Do you know that my papa used to say, you know, that you're supposed to wake up praising at 6 o'clock in the morning? Them babies
are
just being right with the Lord.
Right with the Lord. They could have been right with the Lord, right in their little bed, watching Bed Tales on their little VCR TV. And that's what they could have been doing.
Yeah,
they could have been reading their little. I'm just saying.
They were reading their daily devotions. They had prayer. They read their scripture. And after they said they were, they got the praise.
They could have got all that by doing. But do you know that they had their own little TV VCR in their room, and they had the whole VeggieTales collection, so they could have watched VeggieTales, and they could have read their little baby Bibles, and they could have been fine. They didn't have to start playing.
Praise and worship. Worship and praise.
I love my. And I'm just saying, it was a bit much.
The Lord moved you.
You know.
Mm.
bitch.
I mean, I suppose they could have been doing some other worse stuff. You know, they could have been cussing and carrying on and acting a fool. But I'm just saying the noise, just the noise. The noise. I feel like
you hear me?
I feel like motherfucking the Grinch. The noise. Like, I must stop. You know, that's how I fucking felt. It was like that.
I'm literally dying over here. I'm dying. Y'all,
I know.
Like, you know, you're so dumb. Because she's so mad, and they was wanting to talk to Jesus. Like, they took Lord have mercy. You got to be.
I wasn't trying to be.
I know this is about to be random. And then it's about to be real random. But y'all ever look at somebody who's, like, lost the most, like, so much weight, and you be like, I want you to stop losing weight because now you're starting to look sick.
You're starting to look sick.
All right, so boom. It's funny you say that, right? Because.
Oh, Lord.
You know, there was a point, like, right now I'm at, like, 185, 187-ish. But there was a point where I went down to 160. And I had changed my diet. And
wow,
20 eating
whole ass pounds, Lord. 20 pounds, yeah.
Well, I mean, 27.
But 20 pounds does make a significant difference, though.
So I had went down before I was like maybe 200. So I went from 200 down to 160. And this lady said to me one time, we're in an elevator, and she was like, are you okay? You're looking slimmer than ever. Are you feeling okay?
Oh, damn.
And I said
to
myself,
you have to hear?
Right. And I said to myself, I said, well, you're looking as fucking round as ever. Are you feeling okay? But I said, if I say that
really?
Out loud, no, she was looking
that
very fucking plump. You know what I'm saying? Have you hydrated today again? You fucking do the ball. You know what I'm saying? But if I said that to her, no, but it's okay for her to, you know what I'm saying, to skinny bash. You know what I'm saying? But is that okay, you know what I'm saying, for me to talk about how juicy and robust you're looking? But I don't know. So it's,
yeah,
it's funny
I see what
you're
saying. There is a double standard because people be like, oh, my God, you're losing weight. Oh, my God. And, you know, sometimes people don't want to lose weight. You know, sometimes people have health problems that cause them, not necessarily, you know, like, for instance, like when my sister, she had, she found out she had ulcerative colitis, you know, so y'all know what that is. It messes, you know.
Right.
So with that, you can't. You can't keep when it flares up, you know what I'm saying? You can't really eat anything. Like, you literally, everything's going through you. And so she lost a lot of weight. And, you know, people would, you know, say stuff. You know, people sometimes are just not, they mean well. You know, some people are assholes, and then some people just don't know what to say. They mean well, but they just don't know what to say, and they don't understand that sometimes you just need to shut up and not say nothing at all because it can make the situation worse. So, you know, it's situations like that where people say, oh, you're so, oh my God, you're so, you lost so much weight. And, you know what I'm saying? They make you feel pitiful, and it's just like, okay, well, but it's not okay for me to be like, well, damn, your ass didn't gain about 15 pounds since the last time I seen you, big mama. What's going on? You know what I mean? Like, it really is kind of fucked up.
Right.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. So I feel where you're coming from with that, yeah.
Yeah, that shit took me back because I'm like, oh, this bitch trying to play me. And then on the elevator in front of people. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh,
yeah, she was trying to be funny.
Right.
You better than me. I probably would have blasted her. You're looking
pretty round your damn self. Right. I started to say it, but
you're looking
didn't.
As
I'm
fat
saying,
as ever, bitch.
Look at you. Just busting at
you
the scene.
Okay, you look chunky as you want to be right now.
You little plum tomato, you.
Not plum tomato.
Plum tomato.
Wait, I bet you see juicy in the mail.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I apologize.
So silly.
I'm sorry. That's funny.
So, ladies, let me just say to both of y'all, since this is the eve of the day, happy Mother's Day. I commend both of you ladies for being great mothers, for being inspiration.
But you still had some shaky moments.
What was that?
Medusa's had some shaky moments. She out there won't let the baby praise the Lord.
You stupid.
Oh, she's judging me. Oh, shit.
She said, your son could have been the next great motherfucking drummer, but no. You didn't want to hear none of that shit.
Y'all, I endured it for 3 years. That was enough. I was so glad when the motherfucking things got busted. Ooh.
That's funny. That's funny. But thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
You know, it's funny. It's funny you say that, though, because I remember as a child, my aunt bought me a keyboard. My mother hated when I used to try to play that shit. She hated that shit. She was like, every time I turned it on, you know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't no good at it. But I was just learning how to play. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. You know what I'm saying? And I did it enough to get on her nerves, but not enough to get good. You know what I mean? So I wasn't really committed to it. So it was just like a exercise in futility after a while. But I just kept going because I'm hard-headed. And, yeah, she ain't care for it neither. So it was one day I came in the house and I didn't understand. And it was all good. But then one day it just wasn't on the stand no more. It was leaned over on the wall to the side. And you know what? I just never picked the shit up. No, I never put it back up when I meant to. I never, but for a long time. So I get where you come from. When you say, I just ain't want to hear. My mom just ain't want to hear that shit no more, and I get it. But fuck my mother, too. I could have been the next fucking great, you know what I'm saying? Piano player, keyboard player. You fucking fight with that shit. Fucking greedy mothers. Happy Mother's Day, mommy. Yeah. Happy Mother's Day, ladies. And hope you have a great day.
Thank you, Ron.
My daughter is so tomorrow's the prom, right? So my daughter told me previously to prom. Mom, Mother's Day is prom, my prom weekend. So you doing everything for me for prom is your Mother's Day gift. I almost choked her out. Little girl. She was like, yes, everything that's going to be awesome about it is because it's Mother's Day and it's your day. Girl, I put in this money. I paid for that hair, the nails, that dress. I ain't gonna remember giving all my money away for one night. What are you talking about? She's crazy. That child is hilarious. Yeah, hear me?
That was funny.
She's crazy.
That really was a good one. That was a good one.
I was like, well, really?
She's
crazy. Something's wrong with her. She has never had acrylic on her nails. She's never done a full set. She's always just gotten gel polish on her real nails and
And that's been that. So today she got a full set. Y'all, the child was having a hard time opening up the car door. Now, even though my truck door sometimes is heavy, right? So she was like, "I said, can you get in the car? Is it gonna get in here?" She was like, "Oh, you got this." I'm saying,
that's funny because she ain't used to them.
She's not used to them, and they're long, like they're long. They're like little daggers. Okay.
Oh yeah.
I'm saying, I don't see how you gonna put two of your mics together tonight. But yeah,
That's
so
funny.
This is gonna be interesting. And like she got, you know. 24 inches. Is it 22 or 24? I don't know. But then she got that much hair in her head. It's almost down to a butt.
Oh yeah, she went all the way in. She did the
all the way.
Girl.
She went off.
Girl, let me tell you. It's gonna be. And you know, it's her senior year, so that's why she really. I allowed her to go all out as she has done. But she's so funny. She's just like, if she's slipping her hair earlier, I said, you ain't even. I said, you just got to sew in on Wednesday.
How
you ain't even got it curled
yet. Did she get it? Oh, she just got it. Okay, she ain't got it curled up yet.
It hasn't been curled yet because we wanted it to be fresh. So what we did, we did the install of it Wednesday night. That way it'll be. You know, her hair is not as tight or whatever.
Right.
And so she has a hair appointment tomorrow morning at 11:30. Yeah. Yeah. And then it's supposed to rain, so she has to wear her rollers tomorrow. So she has her flexi rod. It rained last time for her prom. Sure did. And that's why she decided this year she wanted to get a sew-in because she didn't want to happen what happened last year. So this is going to be interesting. She's going with the same little fella, same little guy she went with last year, a little friend. And then, so we were discussing, tell me this. So we were discussing her curfew, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the prom ends at midnight, and so Linda, you need to be home by morning, no later than. And she was like, "Oh, what about two? We want to go to the Waffle House." I said, "You're not going to the Waffle House. They shoot up Waffle Houses. They're coming. You're going to look like they're
home." They shoot up Waffle House.
You said what?
Not they shoot up Waffle
House. Jory.
Nope. We didn't have three.
They shoot up high school, too. They shoot up high school.
Yeah, right, right.
Oh, damn.
Oh, shoot. But I feel you, though. In other words, too many niggas is gonna be there, baby.
Right. Too many niggas is gonna be on the street. It's a Saturday night. Graduation, like they have a college graduation early in the day. So them niggas gonna be drunk at noon. And so they gonna still gonna be drinking at 1 AM. No, I need you to get on to the house. Mm-mm. 1 o'clock, no later. Sorry.
No. Especially all dressed up and looking nice.
And if you ain't here at 1 o'clock, guess what? Say what?
I'm saying she's going to be all dressed up and looking nice. You don't want her outside with the wolves?
Not with them niggas. No. And see, the thing is this. My daughter, she still looks like a teenager. And I'm glad she still looks like a teenager. So she got this one friend that's built like a grown-ass woman, and grown-ass men be looking at her. And no, you ain't going nowhere with that little girl because her mama don't teach her how to dress. Nope, can't can't go with her. Mama, can I go over such and such house? No, you can't go over there. She has sex. Nope, she can't go. Mm-mm.
You stupid?
What? I mean that thing. No, you can't go over there. No.
Remember what your mama said?
I can't remember what my mama said.
Remember, the girl walked through, right? We were all sitting over there, and the girl walked through, and the dude, she went to the bathroom like twice, right? She was trying to get some dude's attention, and it was some grown-ass men at the bar. And then when she came through that second time, your mama said, look, fast.
Yeah.
I was dying laughing. That shit was so funny.
Yeah, that's a shame. They have to go over there like that. Mm-mm.
And the crazy part is, Ron, she tells the truth. The girl's like, what, about 5'10"? She's sort of tall. And then when she wears the heels, she was like a grown ass woman. She cut that much. She was swinging that thing, and them dudes was all over. It was like, good Lord, it was looking. And I was like, man, here we go. We're gonna have to fight these motherfuckers. Cause them niggas gonna try to holler, and then it's gonna be an uproar.
Exactly. I'm still laughing at Medusa like crazy, though. So basically, you were trying to sleep, and they went bad girl club on you. You ain't getting no sleep. I ain't getting no sleep from you.
Oh, my God.
Damn, but you didn't see that boy's drums. Well, he could have been the next Kirk Frank. You could be sitting nice right now. You could be tossing them drums outside.
He said Kirk Frank.
That nigga don't even. Okay.
He could have been the next Greg Drumright. You didn't even know that.
Exactly. Just toss the damn thing.
I was young, y'all. I was only
a little. No, I know you was young. If that shit would have happened again, you'd probably be the same damn thing.
Nah. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't. I felt bad for a long time.
So
I never told him.
Dream.
That's just like. But you know what? I had to do that because he was a little obsessed with things. So he had these fucking boots. Okay, you know Bob the Builder. So like he loved Bob the Builder. So he had these fucking Timberland boots, these fucking little ass boots. And when I say that, the boots were so fucked up. Like he wanted to wear them all the time. I'm talking about it'd be 100 degrees outside, 90 degrees outside. With 99% humidity, and he want to have on them motherfucking
well,
boots. Right?
Hey. Ain't nothing wrong with wearing boots in the summertime, damn it. Just as they can.
Listen to
you
what I'm
telling
you. My child would have.
We do it all
my
the time.
Son,
you can watch, you
no,
can
no,
watch
no.
The
my
shorts.
Son would have on shorts, little shorts, and them, you know, them little outfits for little boys. And the motherfucking boots. The boots were so bad.
Boot camp click, baby. You gotta get with the times, baby. This boot camp click.
So one he would sleep with the boots on. He would like if there was a way he could shower or bathe with the boots, he would have. So I had to make an executive decision for my household. I had to make an executive decision for my household. And when he went to school, I went in his closet and I threw him away. He came home and he said,
threw them away
he
too?
Was like, where's my Bob the Builder boots at? And I said, I don't know where they at. Lie. and I had thrown them in the fucking trash. Y'all, the boots could walk. They could walk with their own. They could fucking talk. Like the whole soul was out the bottom of the motherfuckers. And he did not, he would cry and have a fit and fall out on the floor over them motherfucking Bob the Builder boots. I threw them bitches in the trash.
Well, at least you didn't have to hear the
not
damn phone.
Bitches
it's crazy to get on our nerves in the damn phone.
Oh, don't and, oh yeah. Oh, he sang that too.
Bob the Builder.
The
yes,
Builder.
Can he fix it? Yes. Oh.
God.
Y'all are the worst.
Terrible, man. Terrible. I was young, you know. I was a young parent, you know. I was just trying to figure things out.
I mean, what you ain't realize is that he's 2 years old. He ain't going to be able to fit them shits in just 2 more weeks. In 2 more weeks, he wouldn't have been able to fit them shits anyway.
Nigga, when I say I had to hide them, like, you don't understand. He would cry. Like, it was bad. Like, it was so bad. I used to want to shake the fuck out of him because he would cry. I want to wear my Bob the Builder boots. Prentice, you going in the pool. You can't wear your Bob the Builder boots. Prentice. You know, you can't. You can't. I want to. I would go in his room at night, and he'd be in there. They'd be in their sleep, and I look in his bed, and he had a Tyler, like, so he had this Tyler bed, and the bed that he had, like, his sheets and everything was Bob the Builder. He loved Bob the Builder. Motherfucker would have the hard hat on his head. And he would have on his Bob the Builder pajamas, right? And he would have on the motherfucking boots. And he'd be asleep. So I would have to go in there and take them boots off his fucking feet. And guess what? When I would get up the next morning to go wake him up for daycare or whatever the fuck was going on, guess what? Them boots would be back on his feet. I'm telling y'all, he was obsessed. It was crazy.
Bob the Builder, nigga. I hear that. That's money. Wait. Is there anything else that you took out your child's life that you want to share with us?
No. No. Absolutely not. No.
Any other, I don't know if they call it out there, HBS, diapers, child welfare services cases that
okay.
You want to tell us about?
Any other? Did I do any other things to traumatize my kids when they're young? No, absolutely not. No, that was it. Took away the drum, took away Bob the Builder. Just taken away from them babies. That boy. Whew.
Well, not to make you feel like, you know what I'm saying, too bad. I got arrested in front of my daughter. That kind of traumatized her. So, you know.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad.
That was... Yeah, that wasn't good. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do, right?
Shit happened, yeah. I ain't never took nothing away from my kids. I ain't never had no issues. Y'all a hot mess around here.
Oh, no, I know. Shit, I just took shit. Listen, there's some shit that, because it's not acceptable anymore, you can't wear that no more. Like, my daughter got big. Like, thick. And you can't wear those shorts no more. Take them shits off. Take them shits off right now. Right now, take them shits off. No, no, there's shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking away from her. That shirt. No. Give me that shirt right now. Give me that shirt right now. So shit like that, I've taken away from her. When she was young, she tried to put makeup on. Give me that shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that, I'll take away from her. But, like, I guess that's about it. Maybe that's, like, real frivolous shit, but that's the most. I'm a mean nigga.
Let the baby wear some makeup.
Why? Show your damn makeup.
You know what, my child started really wearing makeup until about
she didn't start wearing makeup until like the 10th grade. And the only reason why she wore it is because she had to take pictures for something. That was the only reason why. It wasn't because, you know, she wore it every day. Now, some of her friends, now they take that shit on every day, and I'd be like, but you what? Why do you have all that makeup on?
Right.
Like, you're a pretty girl without it. And so the only time now she has ever gotten her makeup, like, done is for prom. Like, she don't wear that shit every day. She's not wearing that one. One, my child was like, it takes too much time. I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah, I can't. Man, I don't see how grown-ass people do it. Like, I'll do it, but oh, my God. Like, it's too much. All that concealing
it's
and motherfucking blending. And girl, you be my friend. Her motherfucking ass gets up. We have to be at work at 6. I think she be up at 4 o'clock in the morning putting all that fucking makeup on. I just be looking at her like, girl, you are fucking crazy.
Mm-mm. Oh, hell no.
That's that
you
bullshit.
You tell me I can sleep to 5? Right, I sleep to 5 o'clock. You tripping.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that. I'll do my makeup, on the weekend. Like, if we going, you know, somewhere or something, or I'll do my makeup. But for the most part, most of the time, I don't even wear that shit like that. I just put on the bare minimum. Excuse me, guys. Oh, I'm sorry for that yawn. That was so, I'm sorry.
I smelled it. Oh,
no,
what you have to do?
Getting ready to go. Oh, I had popcorn.
I'm tired. No, I had a chicken Philly cheesesteak.
That's what
chicken
it smelled like.
Philly. Mm. Shut the fuck up.
That's not nice.
I'm tired. I'm ready to go anyway. But I gotta be up early in the morning.
Me too. I gotta be up early.
I got to be on work, but I got to be up early because I got to, you know, get my truck worked on, and then mommy taxi is ready and ready to go.
Ooh.
So, yeah, man. So, yeah. So I want y'all to be good to your moms this weekend, and still be good to your children's mother. Okay, great.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, real quick. I remember my oldest daughter, her mother, we was arguing on Mother's Day, and I didn't get a Mother's Day present. Excuse me, this is before, this is before she had my child. And she's like, why you ain't give me your mother to a present? I said, you ain't my mother.
Your mother?
I mean,
you ain't my mother.
She right. Never let me lay that shit down. Like, for years, remember me giving me no motherfucking Mother's Day present? He told me I wasn't your mother. And it was crazy.
Your mother.
I mean, it was one of them early, we together for a few months or some shit like that. You know what I mean? And she's out.
But she didn't have your baby yet, right?
No,
she didn't have a baby by you.
She had a child, but not from me, right?
Right. Why is that nigga to get you something? What?
Thank you.
I can't. Oh, sorry. Like, my daughter's father has never bought me a Mother's Day gift. Never.
My dad mean fuckers haven't either. I don't want none from their asses.
And that's fine for me. But just understand that, you know, I ain't about to get you none for Father's Day.
Exactly.
Make sure your child got a card for you.
Yeah, I didn't even do that. You
but that's about as beautiful as it's going to get for the world. Oh, my God. That's bad.
Terrible.
Okay. Right. I don't put the tablet up like I ain't got to close out the damn show.
Oh,
right. I'm about late.
Yeah, to the white lady.
You the white lady.
Yo, this mac and cheese is the shit right here.
Okay. Anyway, black people, see y'all on the next other side of next week.
Yes, yes, yes.